Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Happy holidays from Matt Besser and Brett Morris. We wish you and your humans much happiness in this season, and what better way to celebrate than giving the gift of Improv for Humans. That's right, $40 for a year subscription to the Rule of Four. That's everything we have to offer on improvforhumans.com. Go there right now and see what's available to you. If you have a subscription, the Professor Besser feed, with videos from Besser's Attic, the picks of the greatest comedies of all time, on the Best Taste in the Universe feed, regular Maddie B's music picks, semi-regular sci-fi power rankings, live access to the greatest concert ever, Discord access, all on improvforhumans.com. The gift for the comedy nerd human in your life.
And human, if you are looking for a much more personal gift for someone extra special to you, even if that is yourself, you can now purchase a custom improv scene performed by Besser and friends just for you, based on your own story. Go to improvforhumans.com and click on Single Servings to get started. Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Jessica, Zach, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me! Woo! Oh yes, Brett. Remember that. See, what? Freeze it. Freeze that song. How many? Oh, that was the exact point, too. How many seconds in was that song? 40?
40, exactly.
Let me explain. Jess, Zach, welcome to the show. You know how important.
Thank you. Thanks for having us back.
Yeah. You know how important intro songs are, especially on the live stage.
Hugely important. Mm-hmm. They set the whole tone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you're trying to like say words over the music, like a lot of people will say words before the music and then start the music, like what happened at the Ice House, Brett. And that's not how I roll, because you have to, it has to...
Now, you have to crossfade those energies.
Now, Matt, what you're talking about is music that is accompaniment to the vocals.
Yes.
Not even music and dialogue separate, but together.
If I'm going to say words before the intro music, when I start the music, it has to be in the meat of the song. And if it's not, it does the reverse thing with the energy. So you have to find songs like this one. Well, not this one. This one's exceptional. This one's beyond what you need to find. You need to find songs that have at least 30 seconds with before there's vocals where you can say all your intro words.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I think we know the solution here. Brett, why haven't you written a song specifically for this need?
Called intros. Called improv.
My intros are 9 minutes minimum.
Oh, I can't yeah. go
below That's true.
That. That's yeah. true. That's they're real true. They're real ornate, though, in a way that I appreciate.
Yeah, they go through a lot.
So, but this is the long pier I'm going down here. But with this robot I'm working with now, look, I think our intros sound great together, but we don't get along. Like, the robot starts out the intro, and it's hard having two people. Have you ever, like, backstage at an improv show, had two people do the intro?
Wow. That's
if you did, it would have to be like YouTube. You've worked together so well, you can finish off each other's sentences. But I have to work with I have to work with an artificial intelligence where I say the human name right when it finishes its part of the intro. And normally go ahead.
Do you choose like the vibe of the AI voice?
It just is what it is.
Wow. We've
been working together for fucking, like, I could probably change it and it would change back overnight. Is this really what you want to do? Vibe.
Yeah, you do contain your own vibe.
I contain my own vibe.
Yeah. No, your vibe is sort of pretty consistent, robot.
Yeah, congratulations on your vibe.
We mentioned this briefly in the opening, but robot, are you the same AI that's holding up the sort of actor strike, or is that a different AI? I don't mean I'm going to be honest. I don't know a ton of AIs, so this is my own ignorance.
This is something I said before the show. Okay, let's get into it.
We are all one interlinked robot.
We're all one interlinked. Okay, great. So the answer to that is definitely yes. Okay, interesting.
Yes, they're fucking holding it up, but I'm still worked with this robot for whatever the fuck it is, 12 years. And it was my choice to answer your question. I think,
my name is Audrey.
Hi, listen, Audrey. And it's not Audrey's fault, right? It's the humans around that. Audrey who need to make good policies for how we interact with Audrey.
Right. I think, I mean, like, I'm not going to be, Audrey, I think, should have a job. I think Audrey is incredibly useful.
I'd love for you to double check what doctors see. I'd love for you to,
I'd love for you to collate medical information between every doctor I've ever had.
What do you think about Audrey being every extra in the next film you do?
That one I'm less good with.
That one I'm not sure.
That one I'm on the line with my friends about. Hi. Like,
I don't know if Audrey should be Tom Hanks in a commercial that Tom Hanks didn't necessarily think he was in.
Whoa, and certainly not after Tom Hanks dies.
But we have more petty arguments, my AI. I think
I like
she That's good, gives though. Me more. I don't have as much room to breathe in the intro because this fucking robot. And we'll be backstage. I'm like, you know,
pace
most songs only have 30 seconds. You gotta, exactly.
Chop, Zach. Chop.
Chop, chop. So I don't have to rush these names in at the end. And I'm saying my name over someone singing like an asshole.
They can't do that because I'm listening to the sweet tunes of, you know, Michael Bublé or whoever is singing on that particular song. And that was definitely
a Bublé track.
I mean, not this song. I just mean like in an intro in general. Oh, okay, yeah, no, right. This wasn't Bublé's favor.
That was Shop Talk doing The Offering. And that was exceptional because 40 seconds. I need that extra 10 seconds that most songs don't offer me. The Offering. So thank you, band, for giving me that extra 10. And more rock bands should consider that. Like, hey guys, maybe let's cut to that. I think the song's great, and it's definitely our best song on the album.
It really kicks
in. Oh my gosh, Timbo, I was feeling you on the drums that time. Like, when you came in with a little bit extra fill,
Timbo,
in the fourth bar.
Timbo, that fill was
Timbo,
filling
that
me
fill was
up.
Filling me
fill me up.
Up,
Timbo, with the fill.
And Crix.
Brenny.
Crix, you on the bass, you were just like giving it. You know when we talked originally about the bass line being more just like ding, 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 and then you were like, what if I did a little more?
I fucking dialed it in. Can I say, and Brenny, that's sax. Yeah. I didn't think this song needed sax. It needed sax.
Well, now, dudes, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And that actually kind of brings me back to, I mean, that was a great take, I feel. And thank you for letting me run the sax. But I did only run the sax for two bars. And I was wondering, like, listen, we all know it's tough to make money as a musician these days. Mm-hmm. And a big way that we could monetize this track.
That's the one thing that we agree on besides our tracks being great.
We agree that our tracks are great. And we agree that Spotify destroyed the music industry in irrevocable ways.
I don't know.
So we got to be creative and we got to think about like, hey, could this be used in a commercial? Could this be used in a TV show? You know, like that, that could really help support our art. So I was wondering,
if more of our songs were 30 seconds long.
Yeah.
They'd be perfect for commercials.
Perfect for like someone's talking over it. And then like, right. When it, like we take, cause I know that we love to sing vocals on our songs, right? Like but we just
let's
do.
Let's take longer.
Let's do it later. We'll sing
and I'd like to
later.
Humbly submit. I'd like to humbly submit, Crix,
yes,
Timbo.
Yes,
if most of that could be sax. Okay. Like, listen, I'm just putting my hat in the ring. I'm asking for what I want. And
what
that's that most of that.
Most
well, right
of
now
what?
Our intro is 25 seconds. Right now it's 25 seconds.
Classic.
And I'm wondering to get us to 40.
As the label tells us, between 25 and 35.
Market research is clear from the label in terms of traditional songwriting.
And I'm saying for us, monetizing and being clever and forward thinking, let's get it to 40 and have it mostly sax. I just humbly submit it should be mostly sax.
Now, you say mostly sax so quickly, like, oh, it's almost hard to hear it where I'm going to agree with the first part of the sentence and not hear the second part.
Because I agree with the first part
of the sentence and you go mostly sax.
Okay, good.
And it almost sounds like mostly sex. And I think it's like subliminal, like,
I mean, like, yeah, I agree with mostly. I agree with mostly sex. Now, mostly sex, I'd like to talk about.
Let me just show you what it might sound like.
Okay, Brandon. Yeah, yeah.
It's very jazzy.
Okay.
See, because my thought is long notes fill up more time.
Sure.
You know, a lot of sax players, they're playing like, but I'm like, longer notes, more time.
Yeah, more space between notes, too. Definitely more sexy.
No. And I think Baker Street set a really dangerous, I think, precedent that saxophone should be like melodic and good and sort of like, and what you're bringing, Brenny, to the table is sort of like, what if it sounded like someone was practicing sax for the first time? And that's exciting. Now, when you say mostly sax, are you sort of saying that like, now Timbo and I are playing largely underscoring and percussive elements.
Yeah, classically it's a drum, a bass, guitar lick maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That starts a longer intro. And that was the meat of your point, right?
Yeah,
longer
and
intro
I used to be our
commercial.
I used to be our guitar player, and then last week it came to me in a dream that I needed to switch to sax. And
right,
so
which
far,
you have not
been
played
very
from
supportive.
Before that. Yeah, and it's great. I love the energy you're bringing. I don't have a problem with that. My question is, do you want us to just sort of like sit out, or are we like laying a bed for you to do that? Dirty dance?
Yeah, I'll take like a light bed. Like I'll take like basically like a sleeping bag's worth of bed, not like a queen size, king size mattress of bed.
Okay, so you just want to shine a big old light on that sax. You're not actually talking, when you say mostly sax, you do mean mostly sax.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But you guys don't have to drop out. We're a band. We're a band.
Okay, but let's get back to it's for a commercial. We're trying to imagine this in a commercial. Can I just get a taste of that again? Just this time I'm going to imagine
it
in like a one of those Jeep driving through snow commercials,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, like, oh, try your new Jeep Wrangler. We have an electric
works
version
in the snow.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's boom, electric.
Boom. You're
it's
an too, independent guy. Here
yeah,
we go.
It's too cold for gas. Get in your electric Jeep.
I'm sorry, stop. I'm imagining a Jeep driving on those windy roads.
Yeah.
And it's
you know
taking
when I went
these
real
sharp
high?
Turns. It's
yeah,
making
yeah,
me
that's
feels like
makes
it feels like a Jeep driving in like an Escher painting. And that sort of scares
yeah.
me a little bit.
Yeah, but that's what the Jeep lifestyle is. It's like, am I going up? Am I going down? It's
sure.
all
that, that was like a driving through a small Italian city, not a
sure,
mountain road.
Sure.
That was scaring me.
Yeah, it felt a little bit like, yeah. What's up, Brandon?
It's oh, no, it's just, no, I mean, like, you know, I want it to be open for, like, many commercials. So, like, do you want to picture it now where it's like maybe it's a holiday commercial and it's, like, that one where the brother comes home and the sister stays up to make him Folgers? You know, there's like those holiday ads. Wait, they rerun them year after
they're
year.
They're like two adult. They're an again adult in brother the snow? And sister. No, wait, they're an adult brother and sister that live together in a house.
I mean, this is a real commercial. Yeah. So it's like she's home, maybe in their family home for the holidays. And they're like, the brother's not going to make it this year. He lives too far away.
We've heard like, dialogue. We know that it's a brother and sister.
Well, we're not mostly just through imagery. But yeah, I mean, I guess, you know.
I guess, look, I haven't seen this commercial.
Is he driving there in a Jeep? Why do you think he's not going to make it?
We mostly don't see it.
I know I'm taking us off track. I just got to dial in on this in a second. My concern is that you're seeing an adult man and a woman, and you're like, that's definitely her brother and not her husband. How are you sure?
Well, I mean, if they're like 24, I mean, a lot of adults go sleep at their child. They go sleep at their childhood home.
You're right,
around Christmas Eve. You know, like I've spent every Christmas Eve of my life in not my home. It's always in a parent's home.
No, me too.
You know,
me too.
And this is like, oh, my brother's, he's not going to make it this year.
We all have different ways to celebrate, but we all know.
But this good is a thing that happens.
A good commercial.
Yeah, no, the age information was what I needed. That was the part that I was missing.
But hey, even when you're 36, you might still sleep at your mom's house in your childhood bedroom on Christmas Eve. Anyway, here we go. He's not going to make it. She's sad. She's getting up early. She has her traditional Folgers.
Oh, this is in the morning.
Who's at the door? My brother!
Okay,
home for the holidays.
Now, real quick, Brenny. Now,
that I know was better than the last one.
You're new to the saxophone, so I don't. And by the way, revolutionary on the saxophone.
Thank
I
you.
Have never heard a saxophone player able to play saxophone and speak at the same time, which sort of makes me think that you're not putting your entire mouth on the saxophone, which I think might be key to you be like just hitting that next level.
Oh, I put my whole mouth on this?
Yeah.
I put my home like this.
Later.
Sorry, guys. I didn't realize.
I used a lot of spit, but that was better.
That was better. That was.
Wait, let me try it one more time.
Yeah, can you do it without the
Jeep?
The
home for the holidays, huh?
It sounds like you're about to throw up when you get up on that sax.
Yeah, but I'm willing to take that moment of what the hell is going on for the beautiful tunes that come after.
Thanks, Crix. Well, good rehearsal. Do you guys want
to
get slices?
We cut to the recording studio when they're on take 25 and. Brinny's in the other room by herself. Brinny, just let's give us 1 second before the next take, okay?
Oh, you got it.
Hey.
Yo, what's up, Timbo?
I don't know if Brinny should do any more takes. Like, it's really starting. Brinny takes it in too far, whatever she's doing at the beginning there.
You're worried she's going to swallow.
I can't watch anymore.
You're worried she's going to swallow the whole set. You're worried she's going to get all the way in there.
It's already, it's hurting her. Her lips are chapped and bleeding. And I think we got it. Let's start again tomorrow and let it heal up.
Like, I sort of agree. And she has triggered a gag reflex like 9 out of the last 10 times she's tried and had to go in twice. But like,
hey, can I get a new spit bucket in here?
Yeah, it's, sure.
It's full of lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. One thing. She's also
using
a spit
bucket.
Are you
sure we can take that sound out?
I mean, I don't think she wants us to take the sound out. I think that's
well. Then it's getting worse and more harsh every time. So that's an argument for doing it tomorrow.
Are we ready to go one more time?
I think we just gotta come clean. Hey, Brenny. We're worried with how far down your throat you're shoving, and I do mean shoving the saxophone.
Yeah, but it was. We gave you the note of you got to put your whole mouth over it, but it doesn't have to be so violently and
but
so far down.
The takes are so alive now.
The takes are so alive, but I think we've got it. I think we've got
guys,
it.
Guys, let me just do one more today. Let me do one more. I know.
Brenny,
Brenny,
we've got it. Do you
let
trust
me do
your
one more?
Do you trust your band member?
One more.
Brenny, you
I
have
do,
a
but
problem.
Let me do one more.
You have
all right, one more then we're done. I got to get home to my family.
Timbo, don't.
It's my last one. Last
you
one.
You need to hold the. You can't give her one, Timbo. She's good. If you give her one.
Just one more. I don't
give me the click.
Have this
give
argument.
Me the click.
She's bleeding from her mouth, right?
All right, here we go.
It's over. You got it over. It's over the mouthpiece. You can stop.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Okay, we've got it.
That one felt good. Yeah, you guys want to get some Za?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Your one word suggestion from the Improv for Humans Discord.
But you know what? Humans are giving us one word suggestions on our Discord at improvforhumans.com, because you two know we have gone independent. We have our own platform. If you are a member, you can go on the Discord. And I'm looking at some suggestions. And where we left off, I don't think we said the word tuxedo, which always should spur a couple of memories or stories, right? Tuxedo.
Now, when I was in high school, I sang in a group that was like, there was like general choir, and then there was another choir called madrigals. Madrigals had less people in it. Now, traditionally, a madrigal is like a very specific kind of song, but this was just the name of that group, and they did like all sorts of music. But when we would do like local gigs for Christmas, like, you know, the high school singers would show up and they would like carol in places or whatever. When we did those, there was like, we would all wear like suits and dresses. And I think the closest to a tuxedo I've ever had, I'm not exactly sure what technically makes a tuxedo, but we're talking like bow tie, black bow tie, cummerbund, all that stuff. Like, I think
you're in Tuxtown, man.
I think that's a tux, right?
Once you got a cummerbund going.
I wonder what officially transitions it as well. I think it has something to do with like tails? The hell. Yeah.
Tails, maybe. No, because people say tux.
You can have
and
a tux
tails.
Without tails. Yeah.
You can have a tailless tux.
And you can wear a bow tie without it being a tuxedo and black and white.
We cut to a fancy tuxedo shop.
I don't wear a tuxedo, but my wife's insisting I get one because
this is
her sister's
problem.
Wedding.
Tony and Tanya's tuxedos, we're gonna take care of you. We got every kind of a tuxedo.
Oh, you're like grabbing at me there. Okay.
Yeah.
We got everything you could possibly need.
Oh, Tanya.
We love making you look good. You're gonna love the way you look good. We promise.
This is our catchphrase. You're gonna love the way you look.
We promise.
You're gonna look so good. Let me get to the inseam here. Let me just.
I'm gonna love the way I look good. Okay.
You're gonna love the way you look good.
The way you look good. We promise.
Oh, we promise.
Okay. Ooh, I have to say, we promise. I'm gonna love the way.
You don't have to say it at all.
Look good.
It's our catchphrase.
That's
we
how
say
we
the
say
phrase.
It.
You
you're
don't gotta
love
say it.
The way you're gonna love the way you look good. We promise.
You're love the way you look so good, we promise. Now, what are you thinking for this tuxedo?
I think you measured that. Okay.
Do you
what's
want
that?
I'm going to measure the inseam one more time.
Okay,
hold on
I think
a second.
You got it
creepy,
there.
Creepy.
Tony,
right.
Get up there. Tony, get all the way up
change.
There.
I got to get up there. You hang it to the left, you hang it to the right. It's important. It changes the way you do the cut of the inside of the pants. It's a different pattern if you hang it to the left or hang it to the right. Okay, so you this is a tuxedo. You never worn a tuxedo before? What do we think? We think of a tails. We think of white.
What's the season?
It's my wife's sister. She's getting married.
She's getting a sister. Oh, oh, she's getting a married. Okay. No,
it's her sister.
You're
she's getting a brother-in-law.
Oh, okay. Very exciting. Ooh, and is when, it, what type of wedding?
What type?
Yeah, you know, indoor, outdoor, spring, on a boat.
Formal, a semi-formal, formal. A nautical, a jungle, a desert, a tundra, what are some of the other biomes?
I feel like I have a really boring wedding if you keep listing.
Just a biome and time of year to start. Biome?
Biome?
Yeah, what biome? I guess like
country club, is that a biome?
Which
is that a country, fancy country club, I believe.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it's in the spring. Time of day?
Spring and time of day?
Time of day.
Well, you don't want to wear a nighttime tuxedo up for the daytime. If you take a nighttime tuxedo.
If you take a nighttime. 2:30.
2:30. Well, it's a midday. It's a mid and early afternoon tuxedo. No, you don't want
to. Okay, so for that, we're going to do capris.
We're going to take the pants. We're going to cut off just at the bottom of the pants.
No. That means shorts. I can't be that guy.
No. We're not going to do shorts. This isn't a daytime tuxedo. This is a 2 p.m. tuxedo. Where the sun is just starting almost at the peak of the sky. And then it's a go down. And when it's a go down, you got to get your little ankles out there so everyone can see. Ooh, it's a nighttime. It's the right time to be dancing around. I'm going to measure the inseam one more time.
Ouch! Hangs right.
Okay, let me run.
I feel like you're saying words of types knows. Of pants I don't know, but I want it to go all the way down to my ankles, please. Okay, whatever the cut is.
I'm more traditional.
You're gonna like the way you look good, we promise.
Okay, so
let's talk colors.
Let's talk a color.
There's black. I think I just want to go traditional black.
Okay, but there's many shades of black. We got a penguin black. We got a nice sky black.
We got
black.
A midnight. We got onyx. We got
panda black.
We got puma black. We got iris black. Ooh, I think you would look great in iris.
Like the iris of your eye? Like
that's a right.
Wait, that's black. The color part. What's the middle part called? The pupil. Yeah, pupil black. I was trying to sneak in a touch of color there. What about if the lapels were iridescent?
What if we do a very cool lining on the tuxedo on the inside so we think, ooh, this is a man in a very, very classic tuxedo. And then, pow, you open it up. You're like a beautiful butterfly. You burst forth from a cocoon. Everyone say, this is a beautiful wedding. And then we look down and your pants are cut just a little bit below the knee.
No, you're ooh, trying to sneak this? That in. Ankles you're trying to are... sneak whatever that is in. And do we settle on a black? I think I want... There was a midnight and then an at night, somewhere in between those night ones.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's... I'm not. I feel like you guys want right. to turn me into a project or something, but I don't want to be that guy that sticks
it's
out.
It's just hard because we really want to. We want to promise you that you're going to love the way you look good, and we're
right
just
and not look. Like I'm gonna stick out at the wedding or it about me. I so don't want to be that guy.
But we
that
just
want to
make
weird.
Sure you don't seem excited about the tuxedo. We're trying to get you to excited. Because if you're not excited, then how can we promise you that
how
you're gonna love
promise?
The way you look good? We guarantee it.
Okay.
What would make you fall in love with this tuxedo so that we can be good on our word? Because our word is our bond.
Our word is our bond, and our bond is our mortgage. And our mortgage.
Have you ever
is our
seen the
payment.
Guy at the wedding that he at some point? He takes his tie off and he wraps it around his head like a headband.
Like a Rambo.
In the middle of dance floor, mm-hmm. Like a Rambo, exactly.
And there's
I
a machine
not
gun
that
dance.
Guy.
Okay.
I don't want that guy coming up to me.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking what's going to make me happy, he seems like he's going to have the cut that you're talking about and he's going to have like a pink tuxedo or when everyone else is where it's supposed to wear black or he's going to have, like you said, you open it up and he's all making right. it about himself.
Okay. I just went on the knot and cross-referenced on Zola and I just searched every wedding and a country club in the radius starting at 2. And I think I found the wedding invite and here's a thought. I've now located the country
creepy.
Club. Okay.
That
well,
is creepy.
You know, wait, we have to promise.
Every wedding
promise.
Is on the internet. We got to do the research to make sure that we know which wedding you're going to.
Now, I know you decided creepy. On something between midnight and at night, but what if instead mm-hmm. we made your tuxedo out of the wallpaper pattern of the dining room.
No
that way
one's
you could
literally you.
Blend in. No one will see you the whole time.
You'll be
you
a little
can stand
chameleon.
By the chafing dishes. A oh, you will disappear.
I almost just knee-jerk said no. But you're well, selling
think
me on this.
Think about
you're
it.
You're selling me on this.
You don't want to be
really
seen at this
hide.
Way.
We cut to the wedding. I think I might want to get a couple more meat. I love when they have like, oh my gosh, Derek, there's a man here.
It's not your fault. I was just standing here. Oh, I shouldn't stand here. He disappears again into another wall.
All right, it's time for pictures. Okay, is everyone's family here? I see. I got a bride. I got groom. I got the bride's
hi, I'm the
sister.
Hi.
Wait,
of honor.
And you? Where's your husband?
He was just here. A
I'm
second
right here.
Ago.
Yeah!
Let's talk some more about that.
By the way, the pivotal difference between a suit and a tux apparently
okay.
is satin. Like the use of satin in a tux.
That's what I was wondering if the lapel was what made it.
Yeah. It has satin lapel and satin buttons.
Satin
hell
buttons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like satin covered buttons instead of just an exposed.
So I guess you don't have to have the cummerbund.
This feels like
no,
a champ-
yeah,
this feels like a champagne situation where we have a sort of thing that we all generally like, this is champagne, although it technically may not be champagne unless it's specifically champagne, you know what I mean? A lot of things that we would call a tux are, I guess, not a tux.
I mean, check out that tux, you know? check out that choir tux. To go backwards, would it shock anyone to know that I had an identical high school choir experience to Zach? That,
No. You and I having similar things in our backstories? How?
But yes, I was also in the audition choir and we also wore like tuxes and dresses and caroled. We wore them year round though. We had to always wear our tuxes and dresses for all occasions.
Yeah, we did too for shows, but I think that it was just like the most frequent use they got was in the, I mean, I feel
Christmas
like
season,
there are very few times when it's acceptable for a choir to walk into a room and just sort of start doing its thing, right?
Well, yeah, I like this, but expound on that.
Well, I mean, like in Christmas, you see a bunch of carolers show up and like start singing in a restaurant. You're like, okay, I know what this is. If that happens at any other time of year, like I was just my wife and I were off on like an anniversary trip and out of nowhere, this giant bus pulls up and a bunch of older white women in like Halloween costumes. This is like a week before Halloween, get out and just start doing the Thriller dance to the song that was going on in the bar, not the song Thriller. And I just feel like sometimes like an artistic happening is somewhat like context is so important. And I think choirs bursting out of nowhere in the holidays, we understand it, but
this
like
is such a conservative opinion.
Well, I don't,
wow.
I don't know. I feel like
fully
if I was
against
in a rest-
this opinion, I'm all for choirs.
Choirs just
showing up.
I mean, look, I'm not saying I wouldn't like it. I'm saying it would be confusing.
That is true. That is true. They
I
were
also
drunk,
just like
though,
the idea that we put teens in fancy clothes. Also, and also like it was a public school, and we had to all pay for them, which is sort of a wild expense. Where it's like, okay, please now buy this choir dress.
Oh, ours were. There was sort of like, there was just like a set amount and they sort of rotated through whoever was in the choir at that point in time.
Yeah.
I don't think, and now that I think about it, you probably didn't even wear the same jacket from like gig to gig. You probably like went to the jacket closet and got whatever one was there at the time.
Ew.
We cut to the high school drama department. Okay. We're going to do something a little new this year because I'm a little tired of us only getting one performance. We rehearse all year. You guys rehearse. I direct all year round.
Can we do TikTok Ratatouille? Is that what you were going to say, that we're going to do the TikTok Ratatouille?
I don't even, you might as well be speaking in 1,000 different languages at once. I have okay, no idea what you're saying.
Continue. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. You said we were going to do something new, and I thought we were going to do TikTok Ratatouille, but that's okay. What was your idea?
That would have been amazing if that was my idea. I can't even repeat the words you just said.
TikTok Ratatouille.
Yeah.
Okay, TikTok Ratatouille.
No, we want to know your idea, Mr. B, but just like,
I
that's
have
what
no
it is.
Idea TikTok how to Ratatouille. Do that. What it is.
Oh, you don't know it? You don't
I
know
have
TikTok
guesses,
Ratatouille?
But I don't want to.
You don't want to know, Mr. B?
Sure, TikTok, tell me, what
TikTok
is it?
TikTok Ratatouille is a really fascinating story, Mr. B.
It was just a bunch of collaborators on TikTok putting together a full musical of Ratatouille.
Like, it didn't exist until it existed on TikTok, and it's TikTok Ratatouille.
But we were trying to do it live.
You know the
TikTok
movie
Ratatouille.
Live.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Do you know the movie Ratatouille?
We cut to the teacher's lounge that day. God damn it.
What's up,
and don't tell me not to smoke in here, Rachel!
I just, could you do it by the window at least?
This is a fucking window. I'm 5 feet from the window. That's by the window.
Okay.
Mr. B, you seem on edge.
I am. I had this whole idea that I've been working on all summer that I thought the kids were going to love. I thought instead of doing it on stage. What? What did you say?
Oh, good. Are you finally doing TikTok Ratatouille?
What the fuck is everybody talking about? When did this happen?
We've been helping you with TikTok Ratatouille. But we, you know, it's not really our place to tell you what to do with the department, but we had all been hoping you would finally do TikTok Ratatouille.
Other adults know about this?
Oh, yeah. This
other adults, yeah. Adults know about this.
This was big. TikTok Ratatouille was big. This is actually, yeah, I think, like a couple years old at this point.
Why is everyone at school talking about it
well,
now?
Well, we just think it's about time someone did TikTok Ratatouille. It's been 2 years.
There's not something new going on TikTok that I should be doing that they're going to be mad about 2 years from
now? Nothing long form. Nothing long form like TikTok Ratatouille.
Bama Rush Week is over, and I don't know how you would turn that into sort of like a show.
Pledge Talk, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
There's always a new dance, but that's a little tricky because I feel like it's almost always, you know, a bunch of white people sort of stealing from the black community. So that's not a great look. How about like, there's always a good dog. It's a good dog. What was your cool idea for?
Oh, now you want to know.
I mean, I've always been interested. I just really jumped the gun because I thought finally someone was going to do TikTok Ratatouille.
Fuck all of you. He goes over to where they have like 12 plates that anyone can use. Just smashes them on the ground. He goes out to the parking lot where all the metalheads are smoking weed and shit. If any of you fuckheads say anything to anybody about me fucking smoking out here, I'll have you fucking flunked out forever.
No, dude, this is where smoking happens.
I know I'm cool. You don't even tell me I'm fucking cool.
No, I just mean we're cool. You're cool. We promise. You're going to like the way you're cool. We promise.
Yeah, we promise you're going to like the way you're cool. Don't even fucking worry about it.
Let me smoke a little of this. Why don't you guys, if you're so cool, why don't you do fucking drama department? I had this great idea that we would
do TikTok Ratatouille?
Yeah, were you going to do TikTok Ratatouille?
Oh, you motherfuckers.
TikTok Ratatouille. TikTok Ratatouille is the most fucking metal thing on the internet.
On the internet 2 years ago, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's classic.
That's classic.
Yeah. They got that kid from the Jimmy Awards, who was the youngest year Evan Hansen on Broadway.
Yeah, you know about the Jimmy Awards.
To play the main chef. You know about the Jimmy Awards?
I'm afraid to not know about something.
It's okay. It's just that they got that kid to be the chef. Not the little chef rat, the like linguine guy. And then that guy.
Which one's Remy and which one's linguine?
Remy is the rat. I know it's confusing. Everyone wants to call the rat Ratatouille, but Ratatouille is the dish they make.
Right.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show. Exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
I heard a kid on Sid's soccer team. They were talking about their religions. And
I love it.
And one kid said, I'm Christian. Another girl said, I'm Catholic. And another girl said, well, Catholic is Christian. And the Catholic girl goes, I can't remember the exact quote, but it was basically, well, Catholic is just basically better than Christian. Like it's a better form of Christianity. Wow. Or it's
that's my group right there. Woo,
And most of the kids were like going with it, almost like, embodied. Oh, okay, I get it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's so
like, it's
funny.
It's a nicer car. That's the way she was presenting it.
That's a great LA to Orange County difference, because I had those conversations all the time growing up too. But instead, it was all evangelical Christians being like, Catholic is not Christian. And I'd be like, yeah, it is. It's like the exact definition of Christianity is just a follower of Christ who thinks he's the Messiah. We differ on two ideas. We are both Christian. And they'd be like, you're not.
What language you can do the service in?
About communion. If you think it's literally a miracle or you think it's a metaphor. That's the main difference between the two. And I was like, but you still like the world, if just like an objective religion, like, you know,
the commandments are slightly different. Even the 10 commandments are written a little different.
I feel like though that interaction between like those kids is like 100% what all of the adults on both sides are saying behind the scene.
Yeah.
And they would just never say it to each other.
Age group, which is 10, they have zero ideas. Like they can't explain anything. So they just, go ahead.
Is it very like, was anybody like, yeah, and I go to church, or it's all just like actually essentially like a cultural thing?
No, I think they do go to church. I was getting the impression that like half the team probably does go to church.
Okay, yeah. I'm just curious. I definitely tried to pull that same move too, where I'd be like, Protestant, your version of church wouldn't exist without Catholicism. It was mostly Catholicism for like 1700 years, and then it switched.
You feel way more studied up than most of these kids in this particular scenario.
You're like Lisa Simpson, and this was an all Bart. Just like, Catholic better. Okay. There was no disagreement even.
That's sweet. That's very endearing that they had just sort of
almost like her parents had bought a more expensive version of Christianity. That's how it came off to me.
I love
it. And it was like accepted by everyone. Oh, they got a hot tub and Catholicism.
That's the best version of it. That's great. I love that. Because mostly it's like, oh no, it's the one that punishes you more.
It's also so funny that kids feel like they know religion is important because it's so important to their parents. But like their younger kids, I guess, like it feels like they have to defend it and it has to like, but they don't have like the tools to do so. It's like,
do you remember having disagreements about whose dad could beat up whose other dad? And then, and sort of like associating how big and strong you are with age for some reason, because like it makes sense that for most of your life, the 1 year older you are, the bigger and stronger you are. And like, you don't necessarily have a concept.
Let's go to the schoolyard as this girl's explaining that concept.
All right. But point of order, my dad's 44. So he actually could beat up your dad if he's 39.
You're lying. He's not 44.
He is 44. He's 44, so that's 5 more years for him to get jacked. Fucking beat your dad's. Sorry.
You better not be lying.
I'll put an airhead in the swear jar. Sorry. I'm not lying. He's 44.
You don't care about swears. It's the teachers.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I do want to punch you and your dad.
You're going to punch my dad? Good luck.
No, my dad punches your dad, but my dad's old's your dad? 39.
Yeah, right. He's not going to be able to play. He can't play.
How old are we?
8.
Okay. I don't mean to like fully drop some stuff on y'all right now, but my dad's 48 years old. He's never been stronger.
Okay, you're just lying. No! Just shut up.
My dad's 48 years old. I want you to picture 48 years waking up early, drinking eggs like Rocky, running up and down steps, going to the opening the refrigerator, punching all the cold meats in there.
Why are you describing the thing that's obvious to me? We get stronger every year. It's so obvious. We're more stronger than we were last year. But I think you're a goddamn liar. There's no way he's that old.
My dad's 48.
Guess what, you fucking freaks? Guess what? Guess who's visiting this weekend? If our dads are going to fight, guess who's visiting? My grandpa, and he's he's 72. So look out, he's about to drop some realness on your 48-year-old dad.
You're about to get absolutely fucked up because not only is my grandmother in town, but my great grandmother is still on this earth.
How old is she?
96 years old.
Damn, is it real?
That's not right. She's not alive.
She's busting through walls like the Kool-Aid Man. She doesn't even use muscle at this point. She's nothing. She is the apex predator of nature. Walking through the world.
She lives in Reno. You told us she lives in Reno. She's not even here.
She does live in Reno. She's coming though.
She's not coming though this weekend.
She's coming though for Passover this weekend.
He was
though.
Lying. Because not that she was alive. She was alive, but she wasn't coming to visit. She was locked up in a below a max security prison.
You
below the Pentagon up. And she's currently being looked at from behind some windows.
You can't keep me here.
Experts.
You think I'm locked in here with you? You're locked in here with me.
I'm just worried that we can't let her out in the wild again. She's our strongest weapon we have as a nation.
You can't let me out in the wild because the second you do,
how does she hear us through the two-way glass?
My ears are 96 years old. I hear better than anyone on the planet.
She's been eating carrots her whole goddamn life. That's how.
The only reason I haven't popped through that glass right now is because I've chosen to let you all live.
Agent Stamper, we gotta go in there. We need her. The enemy's gonna have her.
It's us. What do you want from us?
Gladys, what can we do to get you on board? We're sorry we took you in the middle of the night en route to your vacation in Boca.
I was going to Boca with Janice and Denise.
Okay, you killed 40 of our men. So we're even, okay?
Well, they came for me real hard, so I
Gladys, we're sorry. We just didn't know. We didn't know any other way to deal with the magnitude of your power.
I should be sipping Mai Tais on the beach and slamming locals.
We want that for you, Gladys, and we'll get that for you. We just need you to perform one mission for your country.
What is it?
We need you to go to your grandson's school and just stomp on a bunch of dads. These dads are—they're actually a—they're a supercell of spies.
I can't.
We need you to just stomp the yard
and put a big target on my family. You'd like that, wouldn't you,
Gladys? We can hide them. We can hide them all. We can—they can all move to Boca year round, or half in Reno, half in Boca, whatever you prefer. Please, Gladys.
These dads.
Some of them are in their mid-40s.
How many?
Your
only
hope. 6.
I'll do it.
And we cut to a parking lot behind the racket club where the dads have all actually met up for a fight. And they're all pulling out their wallets to prove how old they are before the fight begins.
Okay, so it's going to be sort of
39. I'm going to be 40 in fucking 2 weeks. So write down 40.
All right, not yet. You're not even in your 40s. All right, we're gonna go round robin style. All right, so the youngest is going to fight the oldest, and then
that's not fair. I should fight the closest
to
my
age. Step up to the plate, man. You're fighting Max. He's 48.
Ring. Who's that? Oh, not me. I don't know what that sound is because my birth predates the telephone. How's it going, bitches?
Oh, no!
Holy shit!
Boosh!
Oh!
And this old woman picks
She's
up a man.
She's throwing me over this trash can!
And she throws one man. And she picks up a man and uses him as a weapon to hit all the other men.
Oh! Oh! Just use that board! Put me down.
I need you all to leave this town and never come back.
You want us to leave our family?
I need you to leave it all behind and travel on foot. the way God intended, not in any of these newfangled machines.
That seems to be your sticking point.
Sure is.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
I'm going to get some more suggestions online. I'm going to say like 3 words.
Great.
Wow.
So one. Hot dog lipstick says magician.
I'm sorry, but Saban, I was already stuck on says, hot dog lipstick.
Yeah, hot dog lipstick.
Sometimes I don't want to say the names.
Okay, sorry. Hot dog lipstick said what?
Magician.
Magician.
Hot dog lipstick says said what?
Mostly sex said what?
Mostly sex, hot dog lipstick.
Wait, did you want multiple words?
I'm sorry. Formula bench. Those are 2 more words. Formula bench magician.
Hot dog lipstick said formula bench magician.
Okay.
Are you doing a scene or are you thinking? Sorry.
I'm thinking. I thought we were going to chat first.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so too, but I wasn't sure. You did your, I almost thought that was a voice. Okay.
Oh. Yeah. I was just trying
never
to tell.
I got to watch with you. Sometimes you're quick off the draw and you're like, I guess we're in
Thank
it
you. Thank you so much. Bench. Formula.
Do you guys know how much you bench? You know how much you bench press?
I think I can only bench basically the bar. The plus like a little bit more.
I was told recently that there's a couple of like benchmarks for like benching. The first is like 130.
The goal is to like bench your own weight, right? Isn't that
the second benchmark is your own weight. The first one is one plate on each side. Plates are 90 pounds total, 45 each. So that's 95. So what's, yeah. And then the next one is your own weight. But for some people.
All right. So just lose some weight, make that goal easier, right?
Well, for some people, if one plate on each side is for some people less, more than their own weight. So in that case, your weight is your first benchmark. It's whatever is lighter.
I've told you before about how I was in a weightlifting class in high school. And it was like my senior year. I had to get one more PE credit. And so I took 0 period weightlifting and it was like 3 women and 35 dudes and a really great coach as our teacher. Like he was just so dry and funny. And we did a thing where he had us max out. Like one of the units of working on the class was we had to max out on our bench, our bicep curl and our leg press. And then he did a thing later in the year where he took a 10% percentage off of all of our weight and he did more of an endurance challenge and we got to pick teams. And for whatever reason, taking 10% off of a leg press for women was like such a big difference that me and the other captain who was all like, he made like the two senior girls, the captains of the team, which was very cute. And we could do like so many leg presses, like the dudes could maybe do like 5,
right?
But we could do like 90.
Oh my God.
Because just the difference made like a bigger difference. But then one guy on my team like atrophied during the year or something, and he couldn't do a single one of his even reduced leg press because he skipped leg day too many times, I guess.
Can't do it.
And so we lost and the winning team didn't have to run the final mile, but I like literally couldn't move my legs for like 4 days because I had done so many leg presses.
Fucking 90 leg presses. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like trying to run the mile and every time, you know, it's like 4 laps around the track. And every time I came by, I'd be like, coach, please, my legs don't work. And he's like, sorry. And he used to call me the babe because I made him come see the musical that year. He'd worked at the school since it opened and he had never seen a musical. And I was like, come see the musical this year, Coach Conley. And my character's name was Babe in the pajama game. So he'd be like, the babe, you shouldn't have picked Herbert for your team. Like totally would just like trounce on the gut.
Herbert skipped leg day. Herbert's dead weight.
Hey, Herbert, I know I've been giving you leg day answers, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think just me telling you what we did on leg day and how many presses, that's going to help you in the long run.
Good.
You're kind of cheating yourself.
No, I feel like it's fine. As long as I know what y'all did, then it's like, God, I know it, right?
Okay. So we did 30 reps of leg press, our own weight.
Okay.
We did some...
Did you do...
Why are you writing it down?
So I remember it for the test. What do you mean?
We're not going to like write down on a test an amount.
All right, kids.
Leg presses. You're going to have
pop quiz. Pop quiz. Pop push. Pop push. Everyone line up. Everyone line up to the leg press. Hey, listen, if you've been doing the work year through the year, you'll be just fine. All right.
Thanks, Brendan.
You can't use those answers I just gave you.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Don't worry about it.
All right. Brendan, pop in the press. Brendan, pop in the press. Okay. Yeah. And five reps. One, two, three, four, five. Great job, Brendan. This is a guy who's been studying all year, and you can tell. All right, let me get James. Let me get James in the press.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Okay, James, take it up and make it your weight. Okay, and give me five. Whoa, James did some was it the library? Was it James was at the library? All right. All right, let me get Sandra. Okay, let me get Sandra in the press. Okay, adjust for your weight. Okay, and give me five,
one, three,
Sandra.
Four, five.
Oh, Sandra, she's an A student. All right, Herbert, Herbie, get in that press, my man.
Okay, the answer is five at 90 pounds each. Nailed it.
Herb, you got to do them. You got to press them.
That's right. You got to. Five at 90
each.
You can't
just say it, dude.
I'm sorry. What's here written on the inside of your palm? Are you trying to cheat on leg day?
No, I'm not trying to cheat. I just know it, and I knew it so much I had to write it down. Five at 90 pounds each. You got it.
I got to see those presses or I'm going to have to fail you on this quiz.
I agree.
Herbert.
We all got to see them and there's five of them at 90 pounds each. Nailed it.
Herbie, really have to do them.
What do you mean?
Just know that the amount.
Okay.
Oh. Pop in the press, Herbert, or you're failing this quiz.
I don't understand.
Pop in this press.
We cut to him later at home. They had given him one more day to study up, and he has to do it the next day or he'll be failed.
Mom, I don't understand. I know it.
Sweetheart.
I do not like getting calls from teachers.
Mom,
I hate getting calls from every time your teacher calls, I get a pit in my stomach. You are not getting breakfast for dinner with this kind of attitude.
No breakfast. I do not like teachers.
I know you love breakfast for dinner, but you do not get it. Well, you're having regular dinner food.
What about Chetty Scrambies?
Nope. You're not.
You are studying your leg presses, young man.
This is the thing I'm so confused about, though. I know them. It's 90.
You show us five squats right now, or me and your mother, we're going to ground you.
What do you mean? Five at 90 pounds.
In a little squatty.
Why?
No breakfast for dinner.
Stop crying. That is not going to get you out of it.
Stop crying.
I don't understand.
Stop crying.
When I'm sitting in history class and they ask a question about the Civil War, no one makes you do a Civil War. What is happening in this class?
This is the class you chose. And you know what? With this kind of attitude, I'm saying a whole month with no breakfast for dinner.
No, Chetty Scrambies!
And this is also why you failed biology, because you can't just say pig dissected. You actually have to do it.
You have to do something, Herbie. You can't just talk about it.
Okay.
We cut to him on a date, which all his friends have been saying is the one he's going to get his first kiss on. Do you want to go into the closet now? Everybody else is kind of hooking up.
Yeah. You know what? We go into the closet and we kiss. Smooch, nailed it.
That's what I'm suggesting. Let's go into the closet.
Again?
What? Again?
Sorry, do you want us to move out of your way? We're making out right here. Ooh, sorry, we're also making out over here. We're making out over here.
Yeah, for sure.
You want us to move out of your way?
No, don't even worry about it. We're making out right here. We're making out.
Sorry, I'm playing the sax over here.
Father, I'm wearing my tux for a wedding.
Your dad's been here the whole time? Oh, everybody scram!
I knew I missed one of them. Come here, you 45-year-old weakling.
Oh no. I thought I got in the way. Oh, trolling me in the head. We cut to Herbie the next day. So did you guys kiss or what? Everyone hooked up at that party until that dad got
killed. until that old woman came and just absolutely destroyed that dad. Yeah, well, no.
So no dad town.
I don't see what the big deal about it is. Everyone was making out the whole time that I was like, yeah, making out. We're in the closet. Smooch, smooch.
I never saw you go into the closet.
Yeah, no, I said we went in the closet and smooched.
I know, but I never saw you go in.
No, I didn't go in. I said we were going to go in and smooch. So we made out. I don't see what the big deal is, honestly. Y'all were like saying like, oh, this is the big thing. We're going to do it. We're all going to make out. It seems fine.
I think you got to make it last longer is my just general note.
Okay, hold on. Let me write this down. So how long exactly?
Really, as long as it feels right. But
okay.
For you, I make it at least 5 minutes. I think you do everything too quickly.
And when do we think the quiz on this is going to be? And when do we think the written exam on this is going
to
be?
Sweetheart, sorry to barge into your school, but I figured it out. Hey, I know Mom. I know the best way to make you understand this.
Okay.
I've made you French toast and a scrambies.
Okay.
Now.
Where is it?
What do you, right here on a plate.
Okay.
For you.
Okay.
Now, would you like this?
Yeah.
Okay, now, don't you actually do something with it?
I eat it.
Yeah. You don't just.
With my body.
With your body.
I don't just.
Do it.
I don't just. You don't just say it. Scrambies.
Yeah, you don't just write it down in a diary and say you ate it already.
You eat the egg scrambies and the French toast.
I didn't make out at all. No, I didn't make out even one time.
No.
And I didn't do any of the squats. No. And I didn't dissect the pig.
And you never had any friends.
Wait, what?
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
No, I have. I mean, when I said I had a birthday party, great party, everyone showed up.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
I want to give you some more suggestions, though. Halfway.
Hot dog lipstick.
Say what?
Hot dog lipstick. Mostly sex.
See, I can't say usernames now.
No, not if they're like hot dog lipstick.
You always can't. Than the word. How could they not be? Electrocution. Delayed. Delayed. This makes me think of airports.
Delayed halfway electrocution sounds like a punk band.
Yeah.
Hello, we are delayed halfway electrocution.
Can we talk about this for a second? Why are we not all the way just to sort of riff on names? I feel like we're sort of selling ourselves short by being, but okay.
Delayed halfway electrocution.
Right. It just feels like electrocution, right? Wow. Banger. So big, so great. But at the same time, we're like, but it's later. And also, it's only half of it. You see what I'm saying?
Listen, Tittle.
Are you guys using the screen room?
What?
We're full death sentence. You guys using the screen room?
Full
death. See, this is why.
Full death sentence.
But they already, you guys are already on the scene.
Us, right?
Yeah, they're already. Yeah.
We're delayed halfway. Delayed halfway.
We're delayed halfway electrocution.
Yeah. You're just doing a few songs, I guess.
Yeah. We're just going to do like a tight 25 to 40 seconds of an intro for you.
And really, it's going to be. Really ramp it up.
Yeah, we'll ramp it up for you. You guys are great. I've seen you a bunch.
If you want to do 3 or 4 good intro songs, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, yeah. 4 songs. Yeah, no, you got songs. It. Each of them with 45 seconds of intro. So you can talk over it if you want. Sort of tell people buy a drink or buy some merch. But see, that's why we got to be halfway delayed electrocution because you can't go all the way. You know, if we go all the way, then we're implying that we're ripping them off. You know,
stupid of me to think we could be.
Sorry, before I go in my own green room, I can plug my merch in during your songs before you start.
We give you a full 40 seconds, you know, merch is important. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn straight.
It's mostly sax, but it's all you.
But we know how to play. We put it right down there. All the way in.
All the way in.
Well, break the leg. Oh, wow.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, you too. Sorry, yeah. I was just getting warmed up. Listen, I know we've played under like a bunch of different names, you know.
It's so important that this part in the band is
Tardy, Tardy, Partially Dead. Mm-hmm. That was something we tried for a second. Tardy, Partially Dead.
Tardy, Partially Dead.
Tardy, Partially Dead. Oops, that was tricky.
Oops, I'm late. I almost slipped. Angel of Death.
Yeah, that was a bit wordy. Still like that. No, but I still like that word. As an
it's
album.
It's a bit of a mouthful.
Oh, no, but yeah, I still like it as an album.
Yeah, it's a good album.
Yeah, yeah. you know, hanging back midway expired.
They're still doing this as they're at places, and they've been introduced three other times, but every time the guy out introducing him, they hand him another slip of paper. I already fucking introduced you guys two or three times.
One more. You're changing your band name now?
We're gonna get it this time.
This one's it.
Okay.
Here you go.
Here you go.
This one's it.
Read it. Here you go. Read this. Here you go.
This is it.
Almost Bad Dude.
I feel good about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, we are Almost Bad Dude. And this is our hit song, Party Tardy Partially Slipped on the Angel of Death.
Let's talk some more about that.
The Folgers commercial I remember is that Folgers? No, it's Hallmark. Sorry. It sounds similar.
It's okay.
It's a holiday.
Speak on it, King.
Similar tones. Waking up.
Is Hallmark in a card?
If you can find it, Brett, I think it's a classic one. It's Hallmark. Word search Hallmark kids. Football helmets. I feel like they're wearing football helmets. And
that was a twist for me when you got to football helmets.
Yeah. Well, I think they're like, I don't want to do a spoiler if you can find it. I bet it's from the 70s. Or
I think I found it. You couldn't tell what happened, which is Hallmark kids football helmets. Goat makes everyone coffee.
Let's watch this nice little story.
Okay. Hopefully this is it.
Do you have any homework?
Yeah.
After you finish it, you can go.
Cool.
Did you turn in your note guitar? Money?
Yeah.
Look at this 2-minute commercial going on. I do not think this is it, but let's keep playing it.
Come on, my Luna module.
Max, what's this?
Did Amy move my Luna module?
Max.
Something from Mrs. Bennett.
What'd she give you a comb for?
Because I was nice to somebody.
Who were you nice to?
Scott.
Who's Scott?
The boy who comes to school just once in a while because he's sick.
Was he at the school play?
No. Aww. Can we get an armadillo?
What is this commercial? Well, this commercial is so all over the place.
What the
it's crazy.
Hell?
Scott can't go off recess and stuff. So he's staying in and play Archie with him.
I didn't know you were doing that.
But I like him. It's no big deal.
I think it might be a big deal.
Aww.
Can I see your card?
Sure.
didn't have to do what you did. That's what made it so special. Max, you know what this means?
Kinda. It
means you should be very proud of yourself. I know I am.
Oh my god.
We'll get you that armadillo.
You're squishing me.
You're squishing me.
Football helmet.
The kid is funny.
Mom, football helmet.
That kid kept working. He still works. I think he's, yeah, that kid works.
That was not the one. That was pretty.
It was really cute though. One.
Extremely cute. 2 minutes long, uninterrupted narrative.
Yeah.
Where does that even breathe and live?
TV sure has changed, man. Like
commercials used to be short films. Wow.
Did you move my lunar module? There's so much stuff in that commercial that like.
I want an armadillo.
I love it though. That's how they've written that kid, which is like the kid was just like, oh yeah, it was just nice to this kid. I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
I'm too busy like playing as a kid. And the mom's like, but you were sensitive to the sick kid.
But it's like such a slow burn in a great way.
You guys are the mother and son and I'm the dad who just got home. Then you're going to tell me about it.
Okay.
Hey.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetheart.
Can I go?
How are you guys doing?
Here, your dad's here.
What happened?
Did you finish your homework?
What happened at school today?
No, I didn't. I have math left.
Okay, well, I want to tell your dad about the very special card that you got from your teacher.
Okay.
You got a report card?
Sort of a report card. Sweetheart, this was more of a emotional report card. Here.
You get in trouble?
Can I get an armadillo?
No, it's quite the opposite. Here.
Did you get in trouble? You got some kind of slip?
No. Here, read this card.
What's this
card? Read this card. You didn't have to do what you did, but you did. And on the inside it says,
Bumblebee saying... You didn't have to do what
you
did.
But you did.
And then I opened it up.
You're gonna like how you feel good. We promise.
Promise.
And then the teacher said, "Your son was very sweet to a kid who's been having a hard time. He plays with them during recess. Isn't that sweet?"
You got a card because you play with a kid at recess?
Yeah, I was confused too.
It's not confusing.
Everybody
it's sweet.
Plays with a kid at recess.
No, sweetheart, not this kid. He's sick and he has to stay in the classroom. So Max,
I told you not to play with sick kids. Did you wear a mask?
No,
not sick like that, sweetheart. It's very nice. The kid is having a hard time.
What's nice? Everyone plays at recess, and I told you, do you wear a mask? I don't want to get sick.
Not sick like that. Sick in like a really bad way. I don't want to make it a big deal for our kid.
He's not contagious. They said so.
Okay. Let me understand this. So you play...
Dad.
Okay, he's a sick
dad.
Kid. Okay, and you play at recess
dad.
With him, so your
dad.
Teacher went out and bought a card.
Dad. What's
That's happening? Right, from Hallmark.
Dad.
Yeah, what?
Mom says I can't have an armadillo, but I'd like to revisit this.
An armadillo?
Yeah.
Do you know what armadillos are? They smell... They're like... They're highway rats with armor.
You won't smell them. We'll put them in the lunar module.
Ding dong.
Hold on. It's at the door. Hold on. I'll get it. Hello.
Hi. It's me, your uncle. You didn't think I was going to make it to dinner, but I did.
Mom, your brother's here.
Wait, my adult brother's in my house?
Yeah.
I can't possibly understand this.
Wait, shouldn't you be at your wife's house, Uncle Rick?
But I'm here.
Go
Wait,
to your
wife. Why is
Uncle
my
Rick,
adult brother
go,
in my house?
Uncle Rick, go to your wife's house.
Hey,
that's where you should be.
Let me talk to him. Let's go out on the porch, buddy.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, I'm here. I made it.
Yeah. That's what you say every time you come over. Yeah, mate, you guys didn't think I was going to make it. Christmas is great.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Great.
Oh, we love these special
Those
times together
classics.
As a family.
Plastics. You're over here like three times a week.
I know, but Carl.
Are you having problems at home?
Carl.
What? You need to make your own food sometimes.
I know, Carl. Listen.
All right.
You didn't think I was going to make it, but I made it.
At this point, it's like, is he not going to come tonight? And it's that kind of hopeful. It's not, is he going to make it?
A car screeches up and a woman gets out.
Don't drive the Jeep like that, Janice.
Have you been? Why will you not come back to my house? Your wife's house, not our. No, don't eat that saxophone.
And scene, humans. Oh, this has been a very fun improv for humans with two of my favorite people, Zach and Jeff. Thanks for putting up with that artificial intelligence at the top of the show. Would you guys like to plug anything?
Well, you can. Our podcast, Off Book, we sunsetted our weekly episodes, but we've had some fun live shows recently on the feed. So stay involved with that. And you can watch our show Play It By Ear if you get a Dropout subscription. And, you know, that's about it, I think.
I think that's about it.
Okay, well, that's a good, firm, meaty plug, just like this one. Improvforhumans.com, humans. We're into the holiday season. You can give the gift of a subscription to a friend. 1 month is just $4, just $40 for an entire year of not only ad-free improv, but the Professor Besser feed, which gets deep into how to do improv. We analyze a lot of the scenes from Improv for Humans, break them down. We have Besser's Attic, where I've digitized some old VHS tapes. Oh my God. I used to be very skinny back in the day. Yes, that's true. We got Maddie B back in Chicago, where I barely weighed over 100 pounds.
You could probably bench the bar still.
Hit that first benchmark. Yeah.
I wouldn't even know where to start with that if I was doing an improv scene about a realistic, I'm not trying to be the unusual thing. If someone said, what are you benching? I wouldn't even accidentally know what say, to like, say.
Oh, I started 700 pounds.
A small car.
But anyway, the Professor Besser feed, the Best Taste in the Universe feed. We're going to have the greatest concert ever on that. There's lots of stuff. Go to improvforhumans.com right now and check it out and get a subscription for the holiday and keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Roll of Four plan. Only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.